said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." And then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, am he." And my sense is that the Lord just wants to reveal himself to us anew. He revealed himself to the Samaritan woman. He wants to reveal himself to each and every one of us. So as we continue in this worship time this afternoon, and the band will lead us in singing in the Spirit in just a moment, we just want to ask the Lord, reveal yourself to us. Show yourself to us. Declare yourself to us. Heavenly Father, we hunger and we thirst for God. Like a dry, weary land without water, we long for you. Lord, we thank you that you are here in our midst. And we ask you, declare yourself, reveal yourself in our hearts, in our minds, in all that we are now. Show yourself to us afresh. Reveal yourself to us anew. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray.